Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk some Raptors hoops. It's time for a new episode of the Six Man Podcast. I'm Dave Lawrence, your gracious host. Thank you for joining. And we're talking Raptors ball, and what a week it was. Really culminating into a very, very special night last night, which is why we're calling the episode, Oh, What a Night. There was so much going on, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's recap this past week and how the Raptors did. And we're talking a five-game win streak, baby. That's right. It all started March 24th on Thursday against Cleveland. Then Indiana took down Boston. I know it was overtime and they didn't have Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum, but we'll still take the win. Absolutely crushed the Minnesota Timberwolves this past week. Gary Trent Jr. leading the way, 29 points, Siakam with 10 rebounds, and 13 assists. He actually had a triple-double, his second ever career triple-double that game. Then on Friday, April the 1st, they were not fooling around because they took down Orlando pretty handedly, 102-89. Barnes leading the way with 19 points, Siakam with 11 rebounds, Barnes with 7 assists. Is there any debate at this point? Is Scottie Barnes pulling ahead in the Rookie of the Year race? I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a bold prediction right now. We haven't seen it for many years. I'm calling it, there's going to be a co-Rookie of the Year this year. Honestly, because I'm a Raptors fan, because I think for many different reasons Scottie deserves Rookie of the Year, it's almost impossible to ignore what Evan Mobley's doing over there in Cleveland. Cleveland was an afterthought and are now, you know, surprising everybody. They're sitting at seventh place. They're close. Nobody thought they'd be where they are. They've really come together. It's got to be, I think, a co-Rookie of the Year. It's either Scottie or co. I don't think Evan's taking it outright anymore, but that's my theory on it anyways. That's my bold prediction. You got to go co. I've said it before. When you talk about Cade Cunningham, he's the number one option on a really bad team. Evan, debatable. Where would you put Evan Mobley as far as options on the floor with the Cleveland Cavaliers? He's not number one. I'll concede that for sure. You got Darius Garland being the number one option, I would argue there. Colin Sexton, Kevin Love when he's playing, in there. And then Mobley can't be worse than fourth option on that Cavaliers team when he's on the floor. Scottie, who does he have to defer to? Pascal, Fred VanVleet, for sure. Then OG / Gary Trent Jr., right? Gary's had a ton of 30-point games this season. I would argue that even though Scottie's a starter, he's the fifth option on the floor when he's there starting with that starting five. So, and he's done it on a winning team, and he's got incredible numbers. I think it's either Scottie for Rookie of the Year, or we're going to see a co-Rookie of the Year for the first time in a long time between Scottie and Evan Mobley. But let's move on. Let's devote most of our time here to the big game versus the Miami Heat. Well, why was it special? You must have been in a coma if you don't know why it was special. It was special because Kyle Lowry, yes, the prodigal son, my son returns. Michael Scott, shout out there. No, Kyle Lowry came back to play his first game in Toronto since being traded away from the team based on his request to the Miami Heat in exchange for Precious Achiuwa and some other guy that played, what, three games before us and now plays for the Brooklyn Nets. Kyle making his triumphant return. It was a very special night. It was a special day. Even Toronto Mayor John Tory came out and released this right here.
On behalf of the council and the people of the City of Toronto, I'm very happy to declare Sunday, April 3rd, Kyle Lowry Day in the City of Toronto. We know what a great player he was, a great leader of this team, led us to an NBA championship he'd be the first to say with his teammates, but set all kinds of records and standards in the process. But it's also his work off the court that was so remarkable and that made him such a contributor to our great city. Not only did he participate in a number of charitable and community activities through his foundation, but he was also a leader in our fight as a city against anti-black racism. So for all of that, we thank him, we love him, we will always love him. But you may note, I have the jacket on. The jacket is only worn when the Raptors make the playoffs. And in the playoffs, or at any other time in NBA competition, there will be no mercy for Kyle Lowry. And that's notwithstanding the fact that we do love him, we'll always love him, and he will always be welcome here in the City of Toronto, especially on today, Kyle Lowry Day in the City of Toronto.
That's right. Kyle Lowry Day is April the 3rd from now on, people. Did you happen to know in Toronto, Vince Carter Day is on my birthday, August 1st. I'll never forget it. August 1st, Vince Carter Day is the big day there in Toronto. And also is Scotty Barnes' birthday. Me and Scotty have the same birthday. Pretty cool. August 1st, man. Shout out to the Leos. Shout out to the Leos. Well, it was a very good game, a hard-fought game. The Raptors did lose, unfortunately, to the Heat, 114-109. No Jimmy Butler in that game, and a last-minute scratch was OG Anunoby, but we had everybody else, and Siakam again on fire. He and Barnes and Fred Van Fleet were just playing out of their mind. They were doing great. Just that Strus guy, man. There's certain players out there, right, for every team. Every team, they're just killers. In fact, Goran, the player not to be named, I almost said it just there, that we traded for Miami, that plays for the Brooklyn Nets, he was always a Raptor killer. There's certain guys that just always play that much better against the Raptors. And Max Strus for Miami, he seems to be one of those guys. Never liked him. Another guy back in the day was Tyronn Lue. Just always killed us. It would infuriate me. Ty Lue always playing well against us. But anyways, they took the L. The Heat got the victory. And here's a bunch of stuff that Kyle had to say after the game. We're talking about the post game, what it was like for him, the ceremony. We're talking about his jersey collections and the jersey that he is calling trash. That'll be interesting. And also, Fred, shout out to Fred for breaking his single season 3-point record and his thoughts on Scotty Barnes. Take a listen.
For the fans to show their appreciation, give me an ovation like that. You know, to be out on the floor with some of my former teammates, my brothers. You know, I got an opportunity to see Bobby Masai, just all the people around. It's one of those days where the first time is always special and you don't forget that. And, you know, I think the organization, they showed how classy they are. And they showed me, you know, that everything I did here meant the world to them, just like, you know, vice versa as an organization and give as much as I gave to this franchise. Congratulations, Freddie. You broke the single season record. So I was able to see that tonight, and I'm happy and proud of him that he broke my single season for threes, and he's going to continue to build that. So it's one record down. I'm happy he's got, you know, and plus that means I'm old as hell because I was able to have so many jerseys. So 9 years of jerseys, pretty cool. The number three, eight years, because that number three was trash.
Say to Scotty Barnes there when you embrace him for a moment. And yeah. What was it like playing against him?
I told him to keep going, man. He's a great talent, man. His passion, his effort. He's a special talent, and he's going to be one of those guys that leads a franchise and is going to be a cornerstone of the franchise. And he fits in perfectly here. How hard he plays, how passionate he is for the game, and he's only going to continue to get better. And I just, you know, just told him to keep going. Don't stop.
Great words there from the GOAT, greatest Raptor of all time, Mr. Kyle Lowry. It was a very, very special night. The video they did for him was incredible. I thought it was awesome all the way through. Touched on his playing days, how hard a worker he was, his work in the community, his relationship with DeMar, the championship, everything. It was just incredible. I'll tell you this, with the team, with the Raptors on the uprise like they are, he's got a 3-year deal with Miami. I think this guy could play until he's 40. I think he plays out his 3 years. He's already said he's going to sign and retire with the Toronto Raptors if he signs a one day. But would he have another year in the tank in 3 years when he's 38? And, you know, maybe give it one. You know, believe me, I would have him as a backup in a heartbeat. I don't want to just see a one day. Give me some gray hair Kyle Lowry hitting threes out there. Just station him. Just give him one thing to do. He can be our Jason Capone for all that. Wow, that was harsh. I should never, ever compare Kyle Lowry to Jason Capone. But we just put him out there just for show. It's pure aesthetics to have Kyle Lowry out there at 38. Nah, man, he's an ultimate competitor. If anybody could take care of his body and know what he can do and not do, it would be Kyle Lowry. It was, like I said, a very, very special night. But the standings are getting, well, very, very interesting in the East. It's going to be hard to really guess how it's going to end up. I would say pretty much at this part, the Heat on a four-win streak right now, they're going to lock down number one. The Celtics are just on fire. Nobody wants to mess with the Celtics right now. They are just incredible, but they did lose Robert Williams, Tatum, Brown. They will be back. The Bucks hanging in there. Can't discount the Bucks, even though they got a couple of losses in a row. Can't discount them. This new tandem between Joel Embiid and James Harden. I love the complementary pieces they have in Philadelphia as well with Tyball and Maxey. See how that all pans out. The Bulls in a bit of a free fall, but they were my pick to be one of the top teams in the East this year. It's been incredible with Lonzo Ball, DeMar DeRozan playing out of his mind, Vucevic, Patrick Williams coming back, a lot of weapons on that team as well. Can't discount them. I don't think anybody wants part of the Raptors. We need two more wins to guarantee no play-in, right? So if you don't know how the play-in works, it's teams 7 through 10 that will be part of the play-in. They'll have to earn their way with a one game off and try and get into the playoffs. And right now, 7 through 10 is the Cavaliers, the Hawks in 8th, the Hornets in 9th, and the Nets in 10th. They've lost two in a row. That Nets team is so weird. Could you imagine if they won a play-in and then won the East and went to the finals? I mean, when you pair Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and they get into playoff mode, I don't know, man. I don't know what is going to happen, but it's going to be interesting. The playoffs are almost here. Super exciting. Who you got? I'm going to make some predictions right now. You ready for this? This is going to be my weekly prediction from now on. I'm saying the Raptors going to end in 5th, okay? That's what I believe. So it'll be Heat. Who's going to be playing the Heat? I don't know. The Heat are going to be taking on one of those play-in teams, obviously. We'll have Celtics taking on play-in team. We'll have Bucks taking on. I think it could be Bucks, Raptors, or Sixers. I think we're either going to be seeing the Bucks or the Sixers in that first round of the playoffs. Which team would I prefer? That's a tough call. That is a really tough call. I almost want to say the Bucks. There's something about Joel Embiid, James Harden, even though they don't have a ton of playoff success, right? But those complimentary pieces in Philly I really like. Oh, man, that is tough. The Bucks have won a championship, whether it was in the bubble or not. They won a championship. That's a tough call. It's going to be a dogfight that first round regardless. Ah, I just don't know. I'm going to go with Raptors versus Sixers. First round, I think we got their number, and I think we'll take them down. A lot of great team defense on Harden and Embiid. You just got to not let, like I said, those complimentary players like Maxey and Tyball light us up. But I like our depth versus those guys for sure, because I can only name 4 Philadelphia 76ers players. The rest of their team, the rest of their depth is gone, man. It is gone to Brooklyn. So we'll see how it all ends up. But that's what I think. I think it'll be Raptors, Sixers first round. Raptors take it in 5 or 6. I don't know which way I want to flip the coin. I don't know. I think five. I think Raptors in 5 versus the 76ers. You call me crazy all you want, but if I'm right, I'm going back to this audio to rub it in some people's noses. That's it for this week. Everybody have a great week out there. Go Raptors, go. We'll see how the season unfolds as far as the regular season coming to a close. It's still going to go in just to the end of the week. So we'll be recapping the rest of the regular season in next week's episode. We've got Atlanta on Tuesday, Philly on Thursday, Friday versus Houston, so a back-to-back there, and then their final regular season game against the Knicks, and Julius Randle probably would happily play for our team instead of the Knicks at this point. We might get him to jump over to our side like it's the movie Semi-Pro. We'll get Coffee Black into the get him in, just like Andre 3000 flip team somehow at halftime in that game. Maybe Julius Randle will come and play power forward for us. Who knows? But that'll be it. This is the last week of the regular season, and then we are into the playoffs. It is so exciting. I can't wait. Have a great week, folks.